Greetings and God bless you. I want to give you for today this verse as it is in the Amplified Version, 2 Corinthians 1:10. For it is God who rescued us from such a perilous death, and he will still rescue us. And on him we have set our hope that he will again deliver us from danger and destruction and draw us to himself. Wonderful scripture. I've been getting some word about those that have suffered disappointments. And the word disappointment has been in my mind a great deal this week. You know, some people take disappointments so different than others. There are those that have so grown in faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and mature Christians that they don't worry when there's some disappointment, no matter how much they look forward to some occasion or some dear one coming or something they expected. If it doesn't mature, the thing that they wanted so bad, it doesn't happen. That doesn't seem to move them at all. They're like the Apostle Paul. They're such steadfast, immovable Christians. They can say, none of these things move me. And it's true about them. They've gotten so grounded in the Word of God and so close to the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ that they take all things as from him. They accept all that happens in their life as if it came from his hand, and to them there are not any disappointments. I look today for the little poem which I've read so many times. You remember that it says, change one letter of the word disappointment, then you'll see it's his appointment. Disappointment, and just take the letter D off and put H there, and it's his appointment. And these mature Christians, so grounded, so established in the Word, they just take any disappointment as his appointment for them. You know, to be so deeply disappointed and get so heartbroken over disappointments is almost childish. And Paul said that when he was old, he put away childish things, and he thought as a man and spoke as a man. I remember as a child when my father was pastor of the Christian church in St. Louis, Missouri, and they had planned a large picnic and at Forest Park. And, oh, I was looking forward to it so. And there had been great preparations. Lunch was ready. And there had been a bustling about the house all morning long getting ready for that afternoon picnic. And suddenly clouds came up and it just poured down rain. And I was so brokenhearted. And as a girl, I wept and I moped the rest of the evening. I've had similar things happen since then, but never any disappointments or an attitude of that kind. And I pray that God will keep us all in that place where we accept sweetly his will. I ran across such a precious poem, and I believe it'd be a blessing to your heart. It does not matter what it means, poor heart. The dear Lord knows. To bear it is your part, nor think some strange thing happens unto you, which he would not allow it if he knew what he does know. In all his fatherhood he knows it and allows it for your good. He's not hard. You do not think he is when in the dark you find your hand in his. When it was light you tried to walk alone and thought the strength he gave you all your own. You did not ask what that last blessing meant, just smiled and took it, satisfied, content. You didn't think it strange, you thought he knew and planned the sweet surprise which came to you. Then do you, tried one, take life sweet and good, yet cannot trust that tender fatherhood? But think it makes mistakes whene'er it sends some hindrance which your eager haste offends? Or when he lets the wicked plot you harm and stir a whirlwind when you seek a calm? You think it strange, this disappointment so keen, and in your weakness ask, what does it mean? I think the language of God's heart would read, I love my child, I note his slightest need, I long to prosper him in all his ways, to give him quiet nights and peaceful days. But if I do, he'll lose himself from me. My outstretched hand he will wait to see. I'll place a hindering wall before his feet, and there he'll wait, and there we two will meet. I do it not in wrath for broken laws or willful disobedience, but because I want him nearer me, and I cannot wait for him to come, for he might wander late. My child will wonder, will not understand. Still half in doubt, he'll clasp my outstretched hand. When at last upon my heart he leans, he will have ceased to wonder what it means. You wonder what the disappointment means. Oh, my friend, he isn't any disappointment. If you trust everything in his hands, then on all your glowing daydreams, I had fancied Christ would be, and the more I get to know him, so the more I find him true, the more I long that others should be led to know him too. He's no disappointment. Put everything in his hands. And if something like that comes, it shall work for good for you through him. Amen.